Aloha. This is the podcast of Community Matters, which aired Sunday, October 7th, 2007 on all Clear Channel Hawaii stations.
Aloha and good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Buck in the KHVH News Radio 830 studios in Honolulu with another episode of Community Matters, the program airing simultaneously on all seven of our Clear Channel stations here in Honolulu, serving the broadcast community of the state of Hawaii. Joining me today is Damian Balanowski, once again, our news director for all Clear Channel stations. And this program is actually leapfrogging ahead of the program that was scheduled for today, which we'll get to next week. Instead, today we're going to talk about an issue that became sort of contentious earlier in the week on a number of our stations. And this is about a lawsuit filed on behalf of one group against the state of Hawaii for their alleged failure to provide educational opportunities for children in the homeless sector. And so right off the bat, Damian, first of all, thanks for joining me again. And secondly,
thank you.
I thought that we better define this because when the lawsuit was first announced, the players weren't identified.
That's right. One of the players being the ACLU of the Hawaii chapter, and the other party in this class action suit is the Lawyers for Equal Justice organization. It's a legal aid organization that was created in 2001 to assist low-income folks and in the enforcement of their rights and benefits under federal and state laws.
Okay, so this suit alleges that Hawaii is failing the homeless kids, and it's looking at doing it as a class action. There's only a few people involved in it at this point, and we thought that we would actually air an interview that Damian did with the attorney, William Durnham, from this group. So we'll play that first, and then we'll get into the remainder of this issue.
William Durham joins us. He's an attorney with Lawyers for Equal Justice, and we're talking about the homeless education suit that is going before the courts. William, first of all, give us a background as to what this is all about.
All right. Congress enacted the McKinney-Vento Act. The idea was to provide stability for homeless children in public education. The idea would be that they can stay in one school, even if they have to move around to multiple shelters or multiple people's houses, that if they move outside of the school district, they'd still be able to receive transportation services and other services that children living within the school district could receive. And it also was intended to get rid of barriers to enrollment, such as requiring proof of residency or immunization proofs that were preventing children from getting registered for school because they were homeless.
So what is the state not doing here?
The state hasn't implemented the act from a system-wide perspective. They're supposed to be conducting significant outreach to inform families of these rights and create systems that enable them to happen. And the state really is taking the money but hasn't done any of those things. They have failed at all levels to notify homeless families of these rights, to identify homeless children, and enable homeless children to fully access public education. They haven't created any regulations that would describe these rights. They haven't created a process by which children can get access to transportation or could get access to the stability of staying in one school. And they actually have instituted policies that create barriers to them achieving those goals.
So let's say somebody is in a homeless shelter in Waianae, for the sake of argument. Under the current system, what are the kids prevented from being able to do?
If they lived in Waianae and then moved into a shelter or moved onto the beach and they stayed within the same school district, there aren't necessarily any particular problems. The problem occurs, which is the more characteristic problem, is the family moves out of an apartment onto the beach, and then at some point in time they have to move from that beach to a friend's house, and then they move to another beach, and then they move into a homeless shelter. Each time they cross the district boundaries of the different elementary schools on the Waianae coast. And so what is happening to these families is they're told by schools that they have to register in the school district where they live, so their children could, within the space of 6 months, change school four times. It's really not possible for a child to get a very meaningful education when they're changing schools multiple times. So what should be happening is the school is out there, there's signs in the office explaining these rights and that the families know about these rights. and then they keep those kids in school. So if they started out in Leihoku school, moved on to the beach, and then moved into the Civic Center homeless shelter, that their child could have stayed at Leihoku that entire time and wouldn't have to have, you know, an additional change in their life. And then while they're on the beach or while they're at the shelter, the schools are supposed to be providing transportation for them that is comparable to what they provide children that live within the school district.
Understanding that the matter is before the courts, can you at least tell us what kind of response you've received from the DOE so far?
At this point, I believe that Mr. Bennett is still formulating a response.
Are you seeking any kind of punitive damages of any kind, or is it basically, hey guys, make the rules more clear for everybody?
That's right. We're not seeking any kind of financial relief. The only thing we're saying is comply with the Act. We'd like to see them create regulations and a process by which families can get access to these important rights. And we want them to go out and identify families and make sure that they're getting these rights. It's really hard for families to assert these rights when they don't even know they exist. And a part of the Act includes a requirement that that the schools go out and identify families and provide public notice. You know, there's no, if you go to the schools, there's not posters on the walls about this, and there's posters about all kinds of stuff. You know, at the beginning of the year, they send home flyers about all kinds of programs at the school, but they're not sending home flyers about this. Recently, they published a supplement that was in the Advertiser discussing other federal laws and the way things, you know, work on the schools, and nothing was mentioned about these acts. They have to take this as seriously as they're taking their other federal requirements.
The way the current system works, let's say in my case, if I want my child to go to a school outside my district, I have to apply for a district exemption. Is that going to be the case with homeless folks?
No. Under the federal law, what it says is that they automatically get to stay in their home school if that's what their parents want. And the school can make a decision based on the best interest of the child, which is different than the analysis that would happen for non-homeless children leaving the district. And part of the reason for that difference is the inherent instability of homelessness. And what Congress found was that families that had to move around all the time and couldn't keep their children in one school, these children faced so much instability that they needed that stabilizing force of one school to make sure they get an education. For me or you, you know, certainly, you know, we live in a world where people move, but we're not moving four and five times a year. At least most of us aren't. And that's the reality faced by homeless children and why they need the stability of one school to ensure that they are able to get an education. Because really that education is the only route out of their current situation.
How many students are affected by this situation?
It's really hard to know because of the nature of the population. But based on DOE's own reports, which are likely underestimated due to the failures of outreach, there are at least 900 homeless children in DOE schools, and all of them are affected.